Good evening to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here for the first time in this wonderful congregation in Lawrence, Kentucky. First, to give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity. Tonight we are going to have the lesson. I will speak a few minutes about that topic on the board, what it means to be in Christ. First, I will tell you that I speak a little bit of English because I lived when I was a teenager in the United States. I was a foreign exchange student in Portland, Indiana. So that's the reason I speak a little bit of English. Then I took some courses at the university, and well, here I am. So we have just arrived here. I think in half an hour from Cookeville, Tennessee. Brother Tony explained you much better our work we did there in that place. So let's concentrate tonight on the lesson I prepare for you. I know that perhaps. Well, I hope be a great blessing for you this. What it means to be in Christ? Well, to being Christian is a great privilege we can have, or anyone can have on this earth. The Apostle Paul try to convince a man to be a Christian, and he was almost a Christian. If I can say one word, a definition for to be a Christian, I can say this: is to be in Christ. So let's speak something about these topics. Because to be in Christ, it means that we were out of Christ. So let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. We will see there what it means to be out of Christ. The Apostle Paul speak this or wrote this to the Ephesians and said to them that before to be in Christ they were out of Christ, and when they were out of Christ they were chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. Oh, okay. I think I passed. Okay. That's first. Ephesians 2:1 and 2. And the Bible says, "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." That was the condition of the Ephesians when they were out of Christ. They were dead in trespasses and sins. So they were separated from God. But that it means to be in sins. Separated from God. And you know, sin is one of the biggest problems for the mankind. People need to solve this problem, because that was the reason because Jesus Christ died for us. 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul explained this in the verse 3, said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." If some people don't want to recognize this, I don't know how can be saved. Because Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, the Bible said the following. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. But go you and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and no sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If someone doesn't want to accept this, it will be a tragedy. Because someone, according to John 8, chapter 8, the Lord said to the Pharisees, if you don't believe who I am, you will die in your sins. So, that was the condition of the Ephesians when they were out of Christ, dead in sins. Not because they have been born in sins, because verse 2 it says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Another thing we can find Ephesians 2:12. When they were out of Christ, they were without Christ, having no hope, and they were without God in the world. And this is another tragedy for the men, because to be without Christ, it means that you don't have a high priest who can approach to God. To be without Christ, you are lost. Without God, you know, when a person is without God, doesn't have a father, because to have father is you need to fulfill some things for God be your father. Having no hope for eternal life. If you die in this moment, you will be lost. Because people who is in Christ have hope. Another thing, what we can say, so they were dead, they were without God, they were without Christ, they were without peace, they had no hope. That was the condition of the Ephesians when they were out of Christ. But what it means to be in Christ? Because all the spiritual blessings are in Christ. So when you are in Christ, you will have a number of spiritual blessings for you. Ephesians 1:3, the Bible said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It means that we have all spiritual blessings when we are in Christ. By the way, God has always put His blessing in something. Do you remember Genesis chapter 7, the ark? The Bible said the people who were saved were in the ark. Genesis chapter 7. I will read to you some paragraph. First, number seven. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. God made a covenant with Noah. And he had to do. Because a covenant is an agreement between two persons. He had to go into the ark for to be saved. Verse 15. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of the flesh, wherein is the breath of life. You see? Into the ark. Verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the folds of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Salvation was in the ark. For that reason I'm saying God had put every spiritual blessing in something. In this time, all the spiritual blessings are in Christ. So we need Christ. We need Christ for to receive this wonderful. Let's back to Ephesians 1:3-14. There is a word there very important, because Christ is the sphere in which God blesses. God is blessed, and He blesses us in Christ. Here is one, verse 4. He chose us in Him. Verse 5. He adopted us by Jesus Christ. God's grace is given in the beloved. Verse 6. Verse 7. Redemption, some word missed there, is in Him. Forgiveness of sins is in Him. God's purpose is in Him. Those are some of the blessings we receive when we are in Christ. What it means to be in Christ? Those who are in Christ have God. They have Christ as our high priest. Through Christ is the only way we can approach to God. So a person without Christ, he doesn't have nothing in this world. To be in Christ, we are a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:7. That's a great blessing that God has given us. To have the opportunity to start all over again. Second Corinthians 5:7.
Seventeen.
Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's a wonderful blessing we have in Christ. All things are passed away. all things are become new. But it's for a person who is in Christ. We have eternal life. We have a promise of God. Being a child of God, we have no condemnation. Romans 8:1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who no condemnation to them which are in Christ. And now, how one enter into Christ? And that is a good question. How you can enter into Christ? Let's go to Galatians 3:26 and 27. Because in this passage, Paul discusses the salvation process in the book of Galatians. He said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ had put on Christ." Most of the people read just the verse 26. But they forget the preposition for. Look at the preposition for. For you are son of God, and then at the beginning of the verse 27, for. This preposition, it connect both verses. For. Another thing. Look at okay. Take a moment here. Many quote verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. The preposition for in the beginning show that they are connected. But there is another thing. The first sentence is in present tense. For you are all sons of God. But the second sentence is in past tense. What does it mean? That you need to be baptized into Christ for to be a son of God. That's a very important thing in this verse. How one enter into Christ? Well, here is something we need. Baptism, that the answer stands between you and being in Christ. Before you are baptized, you are not in Christ. After you are scripturally baptized, you are in Christ. No faith or repentance or confession that they put us into Christ. Have you read in the Bible that it said faith put us into Christ? No. Have you read the Bible that repentance put into Christ? No. Have you read confession put us into Christ? No. But the Bible said that to be baptized put us in Christ. That's a very important thing. Okay, I explained that. You know this verse. It is to try to confirm that baptism is important for to be in Christ. Jesus Christ said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved." There is something that people have to do. Need to believe and be baptized will be saved. It doesn't hear, "Believe and you will be saved." Or It doesn't say here if you are a good person, a good father, a good mother. No. There is something you have to do. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. That's the truth in the Bible. If we don't believe the truth, we will have consequences. And what is the consequences? We'll be condemned. But if we obey the truth, as Jesus is telling us, we will be saved. That's something so important. We have obeyed the Lord, but what next? I want to talk a little bit about how one lives in Christ. Because to be in Christ is important. But we need to stand in Christ. We need to be faithful until we die. And for to do that, we need to work in our salvation, because we can lose our salvation and be lost again. 1 Corinthians 15:58. There are some things in this verse that Paul said to us to help us to live in Christ. Therefore, he says, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You need to be like a lighthouse. You know that a lighthouse, we have one in La Serena. It's a very strong structure. We need to be like a lighthouse, immovable, be steadfast, always abounding in the word of the Lord, because if we don't do that, maybe we can finally lost our soul. There's an important thing, another in 2 Peter 1:5-10, how one live in Christ. There's things we need to add to our faith. 2 Peter 5:1-10. And besides this, giving all diligence, and this is an important word, add. We need to add something. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Listen. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But, here's a nice word, but he that lacked these things is blind. And what is blind? And cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Have you forgotten the day you take the decision to be Christian, to be in Christ? Many Christians do. They forgot. They forget. And do you know why? Because they don't add. We need to add to our faith. Add things to our life. The Bible said, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." What it means to be in Christ? Well, before to be in Christ, we were out of Christ. Dead. Dead in sins. With no hope. Condemned. No hope. If we would have been died, we would be in suffering right now. But the mercy of God was so great that we are here. And we are alive now. Now we are in Christ. Why we are in Christ? Because we obeyed Him. We understood the Word of God. And we took the decision to follow Him. To follow Him until we died. So, what we need now to live in Christ, that's an important thing now. We need to grow in the faith. We need to be in that way until the Lord calls us to our home, where we belong. If someone here is not in Christ, you can be in Christ tonight. Why to leave this place without this wonderful blessing that He can give to you? If you are a Christian, but you are not working in your salvation as you should, well, it's time for you to revive your faith in the Lord. So, why not tonight? Why not tonight? If anybody here needs to be saved, the door is open. Because every time the gospel is preached, the door of salvation is open. It's open for any one of us. You need to believe and be baptized. And then to walk faithfully in the Lord. God bless you all.